I'm Vegas.
I'm Ryan.
And this is Out of the Furnace.
Please don't do anything for me. You don't want to go there.
We're going to get one shot at this guy. You ready for this?
I'm Ronnie Baze's brother.
I ain't leaving without him.
Forgive me my sins, O Lord. Forgive me my sins. Forget and forgive what we have been.
You're a good kid with a good heart. Hey, Dad. Get up.
You got 5 seconds.
So, Out of the Furnace is the heartbreaking Rust Belt story of Christian Bale's character, Russell Baze, as he deals with all this family drama around him and the environment he's always grown up in, and the realization that he can't leave it all behind or grow apart from it.
So, this movie stars Christian Bale, Woody Harrelson, Casey Affleck, Casey Affleck, and, How was it?
It was great. I really loved it. I had the pleasure of seeing this and American Hustle on the same day. And I'm not going to go into American Hustle, but this was easily my favorite Christian Bale performance out of the two. He was phenomenal. This was as strong as I've ever seen him. He was just really...
Really?
He's comparable to a guy like those like acting giants from the 70s, I feel like. Maybe not always. Like, he's definitely turned in a poor performance every now and then. But he's one of those guys who just goes for it. Like, when he's in the character, he loses himself in the character. But usually it's very volatile and over the top, and it can be criticized as hammy sometimes. And that's not the case here at all. He's the calm storm of the movie. Yeah.
That is not what the trailer made it look like. He was smashing the phone.
This is nothing like the trailer.
Okay.
There's very little action. There's very little violence throughout the movie.
So what engaged you about it? Was it just the performances were so...
They were captivating. They were very beautiful. Everybody in the film was great, especially, I already talked about Bale a good amount, but Woody Harrelson was great. He was entirely menacing. If you've seen his character as a Natural Born Killers, if you ever thought of Woody Harrelson as giving a disturbing performance before, which a lot of people have, this is easily his biggest one. He is despicable in every way.
So the general plot of the movie, because you kind of gave a summary of Christian Bale's mindset, not really what happened. It's Christian Bale's brother gets kidnapped?
I don't want to get into the plot a lot, because everything from the trailer that makes you think this movie is like an action-oriented mystery, or like there's a lot of like intrigue going on, everything gets settled kind of in the first about, I'd say, 40 minutes. And the rest of it is just Christian Bale. A lot of it is just this character's reaction to everything. And a lot of things happen in the movie that you would never pick up on from the trailer. I think it's very calculating. It's a very well-paced, beautiful movie.
So how was the chemistry in this movie? Because I know Christian Bale, while he is a very good actor, I feel like he doesn't have the best on-screen chemistry with a lot of co-stars, but it seemed like Woody Harrelson and Casey Affleck.
He's very good with Casey Affleck. They probably have the most scenes together, him and Sam Shepard, who plays his uncle, is also very good. They have a good amount of scenes. Zoe Saldana, who plays his girlfriend in the film, their chemistry is fine, but she is also not as integral a part of the movie as the trailers would make you believe. She disappears for a lot of it. Willem Dafoe's great in the film. Willem Dafoe is in this. He shares, I think, one or two scenes with Bale. And Harrelson, they're just insanely great together. But they unfortunately do not meet until towards the end.
What type of audience would be interested in seeing this movie? Can I bring my kids to see
You
out
cannot
of the
bring
furnace?
Your kids to see. What is wrong
with you?
Oh, we
already
saw
Frozen last
week,
kiddo.
You have kids?
The kiddos. You know.
You're 19, man. You shouldn't have kids. Anyway.
The kid life. I didn't choose it.
Say the kid life. This isn't for everybody. When I saw this, one of the critics who was at the press screening walked out 2 minutes in after a very violent, brutal opening. I'll avoid names. But
calling you out, Philadelphia Critics Society.
But This definitely isn't for everyone. I remember most people, after it was done, I heard the word terrible thrown around. It didn't hit with a lot of people, but it seemed to be mostly, because when it does get violent, it does get very violent. And it also, they thought it wasn't going anywhere, which I feel like was just a lot of trailer misdirect, because I think it went a lot of places. This is like almost a spiritual sequel to like The Deer Hunter. This is like The Deer Hunter of our times, in my opinion.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not saying it's as good as The Deer Hunter, but it tackles a lot of the same issues. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Any final words? Any final thoughts on the movie? So maybe not hit for everyone, but it's
no. It seems to be very divisive. Like it seems to have divided a lot of people right down the middle. I know it's mixed reviews mostly, but I would say go see it just because I think it's very well done. It's very well directed, well told story. Great performances, and the cinematography is beautiful. And it's a part of the country we don't see a lot. It's the Rust Belt, like North America, though. It's the Ramapo, New Jersey. It's like the hills, like where all these crazy people live, crazy meth heads, Vegas. It's interesting. I thought it was great. Ah, well, I am.
It's home with you.
It hit home. Back to my days when I was making Casey Affleck box for me.
Good times. So on the infamous Pretentious Film Majors 5-star scale, what would you give?
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
4.5.
Because I thought it was amazing.
As good as Frozen.
I have not seen Frozen. But I'm sure they're comparable.
Definitely. Basically the same movie.
Basically the same movie.